Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Buffalo Bills training camp today, day 10 of Bills camp. And the radio.com app, free to download, lets you listen to ESPN Rochester anywhere, anytime. Mike Danger and Gene Battaglia, it is Bills Camp Live. We are on the campus of St. John Fisher College, thanks to our sponsors at Wilkins RV, Spatola's Party Rental, and Ace Swim and Leisure. Joining us now in the country suite hot seat, NFL Network's Kimberly Jones. Kim, how are you?
How are you guys? I got a little scoop for you.
Ooh,
so
talk to
I was
ooh
on the air a little while ago, and in midstream, which is how I operate generally on live television, I mused, you know, Tremaine Edmonds could end up being the youngest defensive play caller in NFL history.
Right.
And I said, I think our great NFL research department could come up with something. Well, here it is. Tremaine Edmonds, as we know, is the Bills starting MLB. I'm reading my tweet. Middle linebacker at age 20. Assuming he does start the opener, he will become the youngest starting linebacker, let alone defensive play caller, in the Super Bowl era.
Wow.
That is what this 20-year-old is doing is remarkable to me.
Well, and that's really been, other than the quarterbacks, the story here at campus. Kimberly Jones from the NFL Network joining us. You had a chance to talk to him today. Is he wise beyond his years, Kimberly?
Yeah, and I had talked to him briefly at the Combine, as I had Josh Allen, as I do with many of the players on the floor of the Combine in Indy. But they're very short conversations because they're truly in the middle of drills, and I just happen to be the only reporter on the field. So I am able to check in with them, but I try to be really, really careful with how much time I take of theirs. So I knew coming here today, I was looking forward to seeing Josh Allen again and Tremaine Edmonds again. I knew he was a really professional, smart, polite young man. And then we did an interview with him where he just blew our socks off. He gave terrific answers. I think you can understand why his teammates respect him. They see him studying his flashcards, sitting alone in the dining room. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that a young player does that really gains respect in his locker room.
Well, Kim, what made other teams pass him, aside from need, of course, but I mean, yeah, you know, it feels like the Bills got a bargain with this guy, considering
he's
going to be
16.
Yes.
15?
Yeah. Okay. Baltimore.
I mean, it just, you know, I guess Roquan Smith would be the guy that he could be compared to for the rest of his career, because yeah, they're both first round linebackers taken early in that draft. But you know, I think we're all just blown away that he's ours, that he's a 20-year-old kid, and that there's so much potential with what he brings to the field.
Well, and as you guys know, the pre-draft process is a bunch of, you know, hypochondriac scouts and evaluators thinking about what could go wrong, basically. And the one thing you heard about Edmonds back then was, well, he could continue to grow. He may end up being a defensive end, and he may end up being a defensive end. Like, you know, I know for a fact, this isn't rocket science, that McDermott and Bean would sign up for him as their middle linebacker for the next 10 years, maybe, you know, and then you hope longer. But he may grow out of it. I mean, he really might. He's, you know, he just turned 20. Saquon Barkley, who I cover regularly, I'm a Penn Stater, I know Saquon, he grew an inch between his last season, which was junior year at Penn State, and the draft, because he's legitimately 6 feet tall now, and he was always listed as 5'11". So, and he's a little bit older than Tremaine. So he could grow out of being a linebacker. He could grow into being a better Sam linebacker. He can play any linebacker position. I am just amazed and really impressed by both the coaching staff and the player that they're willing to give him those play calling responsibilities in the middle of a defense of Sean McDermott's. It's amazing to me. It's great. It's terrific.
Kimberly Jones from the NFL Network, also WFAN in New York, our guest here in the sports bar. So you have a defense that brings in Star Lotulelei, drafts Edmonds. They were pretty good last year, coming off a 9-7 year, but yet nobody's talking playoffs or anything.
Yeah.
So is it just about the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, it's about the quarterback. I think it's about the quarterback, because that's what defines most NFL teams, right? And last year, unfortunately, and it certainly was not all Tyrod Taylor's fault, but the fact that Buffalo didn't advance on that day, a beatable Jacksonville team,
yeah,
was because they couldn't score enough points. They scored hardly any points. So, what, they score 3 points?
Three.
There you go.
Defense did their job.
Yeah. Right. Right. So I don't think that any of that has anything to do with the defense. I love that. This is my favorite secondary. I know I'm not alone in that. I'm not saying it's the consensus, but there's great respect for the secondary of this team, as there should be. I got to see Micah Hyde today, got to see Tre'Davious White for a minute. And I just love the way they play. They're the biggest ball hawks in the league when you put all of their talents together. And I think it's great. So, yeah, I don't think it's about the defense. I think when you don't have a quarterback, there are teams that will tell you, you're starting at the bottom if you don't have a quarterback. Now, they're going to have a quarterback of the future in Josh Allen, I truly believe. Could he be the present? He could be. And if not, essentially, can A.J. McCarron do the job? I mean, that's where my mindset is as I leave here today. I may not be right, but that's how I'm breaking down the quarterback thing as I leave here today.
Kimberly Jones, NFL Network, joining us in the sports bar. You mentioned Josh Allen, seeing him at the combine. When we talked to Brandon Bean, he was very select in how he described his time with Josh Allen. Didn't bring up a lot about his college playing days and really focused more on how the player has matured since leaving Wyoming, how he evolved from Wyoming to the Senior Bowl to the combine, combine through the draft. I'm curious what you saw in Josh Allen when you were at the combine covering him there.
He told me at the combine he didn't have a quarterback's coach till I think his senior year. I mean, he really came from a different kind of pro. A.J. McCarron went to Alabama and won championships. I mean, that is who is, think about that. That's who he's on the field competing with. A player who played at the top of college football's, any opportunity, the top echelon of college football and won at that level. And a guy who's from Wyoming, and this is nothing to do with small schools or bashing anyone. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's just reality. So he is coming from a completely different starting point. Now, he has all of the gifts. They're not concerned here about the accuracy thing. They think, from what I can tell, they think that's sort of the book on Josh Allen. And by that, what I took from that was sort of the Cliff Notes version that's easy to give him the knock and then move on. I'm not sure that they buy into that here. I think they also see the special throws, which we saw at the combine from Josh Allen, that make you say, what can this guy possibly be? When he effortlessly can throw the ball 70 yards. Now, you also might say, and I've heard this here, there might be a little Brett Favre-ish syndrome in him, in that he does think he can make any throw because his arm is special. And that's something that you like the confidence, but you've got to coach some of that out of him just because you can't have turnovers and misplays, and there's only one Brett Favre, at this level.
Kimberly Jones from the NFL Network, our guest, over the years here at camp, we've had veterans at quarterback, from Bledsoe to Fitzpatrick, guys that have been around the league. So we're kind of new to this first-round pick. Yeah. We had E.J. Manuel, but that kind of flamed out quickly. What should be our expectation then? Because people have in their minds that it should be Deshaun Watson or a quarterback like Russell Wilson that should come out and win. But is that we should lower our expectations for Josh Allen this year?
I don't believe in lowering expectations in life, to be honest with you. Here's what I've equated it to, and I probably will till I'm proved wrong. I covered Eli Manning's rookie season for the Star Ledger. I was still a newspaper reporter then. And I believe it was 9 games in. I believe the Giants were 5-4. I know that they still had playoff possibilities. And they had veterans on the team, including Michael Strahan, who wanted to stick with Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner was the starter that year for the New York Giants. And Coughlin made the decision to go to Eli in game 10, I believe it's 10, for the betterment of the franchise and the future. And there were veterans ticked off, including Strahan. I remember that vividly. Eli ended up those last 6 games, 6-7 games, whatever it was, having a 0 quarterback rating in the game. I later covered the Yankees, and one of the first things Derek Jeter talked to me about was how he respected Eli Manning. So we were talking about Eli, and turns out he gave Eli a call that year to just kind of encourage him because he saw a rookie kind of, swimming upstream in the New York spotlight as he finally got his, not finally, but as he got his chance, halfway into the season. So, and then the two have become friendly. They're not BFFs or anything, but friendly over the years. So to me, that would be the ideal this season for Buffalo, barring some sort of a miraculous, crazy, look at this great run we're on type of stuff,
sure,
the fairy tale stuff. Barring that would be McCarron starts. You got a brutal opening schedule in terms of road versus home games, from what I understand. The weather here is going to turn at some point. We understand that, too. But halfway into the season, 6-7 games. I don't know when the bye is for the Bills off the top of my head, but sometime where it makes sense to McDermott and Bean, and perhaps the Pegulas as well, by the way, that they then put Josh Allen in and he gets experience this season, and then he's your guy going forward. To me, if I'm a Bills fan, I look at that as a win because he's on the field getting experience. If he has a zero quarterback rating, live with it because he's not going to have a zero quarterback rating forever.
Kimberly Jones, just a few more minutes here. I got to ask you about the Giants because we do have a lot of Giant fans in the area. Should we expect a bounce back season for Big Blue?
Yeah. You know, on my radio shows in New York, people ask me how many wins? And I say seven. And Giants fans, you know, immediately go into this depression. Well, they won three last year. I mean, a four game improvement is considerable in the NFL. Now, could it be more? It could be. It could be. I do think the offense will be better. Eli knows he has no excuses. And he has no excuses with the talent that's around him. They should be a 28, 30-point per game offense. The past 2 years, they haven't even averaged 20. So you start to add 10 points to your output every game, you are talking about a considerably higher number of wins. I haven't gone nuts about them. I do think they'll be better. And the offense has a chance with the explosive pieces because it's Odell, it's Saquon, and Evan Engram can run with – all three can run with any corner in the league, Sterling Shepard, not quite as fast and not just a slot guy in this offense anymore, can certainly play at a high level. So they have three guys that can run with any, the fastest of fast corners in the league, let alone the mid guys.
How did you like that that Saquon pick, Kimberly?
I mean, you mentioned it.
Yeah, you loved it, but I know fans, he was a little bit of a polarizing pick. A lot of fans said, why would you take a running back? The value of that position, you don't take a running back at two. I mean, you watched him throughout his college career. He's a special kind of talent, isn't he?
He's remarkable. His medicals at the combine were perfect for a running back who's taken a lot of hits. I've heard from some people, well, he didn't get enough carries. Other people say to me, well, he's beaten up after all the carries. So it's probably somewhere in between, which is about the right number of carries. James Franklin took care of him at Penn State. He's practicing now harder than he's ever had to because when they did team drills at Penn State, Franklin told me Saquon would do two or three of those 10 reps and then he'd sit and watch because they didn't want to wear him out during the week. He carried such a heavy load on Saturdays. The people who say that, and I say this respectfully, have probably not watched him play and 100% certainly have never talked to him. And I understand everyone doesn't get a chance to talk to these guys, so I don't say that flippantly. But once you get it with Saquon, you understand why the pick, why the excitement over the pick. And my final follow-up to those folks would be, were you equally mystified slash angered by Fournette and Elliott at four? Because 2-4 isn't some dramatic difference, and both of them changed their respective offenses.
Odell Beckham Jr., I'm so disappointed. They played him that preseason game last year. Now the contract going back and forth. Is this going to get done, or is this going to be a big distraction later
on? I think it gets done. I think it'll get done. I think the Giants know he should be and will be the highest paid receiver. Might the Giants come in at 18 and his camp's at 20? Maybe. To me, there's a middle ground there. I mean, you know, spelling this thing out, you know, you want to really play hardball and say no. I mean, they can franchise him next year. You know, so for the player, if you have to, quote unquote, sacrifice somewhere between 18 and 20 rather than 20, I have to believe it gets done. And I think they're in that ballpark now.
Kim, before we let you go, I noticed earlier this morning you were having a conversation with another Kim, Kim Pegula, president of the Buffalo Bills. I'm curious as to what your impressions are of Kim Pegula, if you had a relationship from her that pre-existing or if this is the first time.
Yeah, we're good friends.
Okay.
I had lunch with her today in the cafeteria, which was cool. Got to see a few players. You know, you're in that side of the cafeteria, so I actually got to see Marshall Newhouse, who was in New York with the Giants, a real stand-up guy, really quality individual, and I hope he can stay healthy and help here. It was fun. I got to see Shady again. I've known Shady forever. Got to see a bunch of the guys, which was cool. Kelvin Benjamin briefly, and I liked him last year the couple times I got a chance to talk to him. Kim's great. She's passionate about this. Say this for the Pegulas. They spare no expense. They're not nickel and diming this franchise or the buildings that's training facility that they're going to build over there. What is it? 28,000 square feet or whatever the heck it is. I'm not great with those kinds of numbers, but it's huge. Going to be ready, they hope, by next year's OTAs, which would be pretty decent. You got to have probably some luck with the weather, I would think, to get that done in Buffalo, but hopefully they do. I really like the Pegulas. Terry's a Penn State grad, as I am.
Sure.
So I've seen them at a Penn State game or two. I really like them. They've always been great to me. And Kim and I find a lot of common ground. She's an owner of an NFL team, but she's also just really cool to talk to. And we have a lot of fun with those conversations.
Well, Kim, where are you off to next then?
Home tonight, Giants tomorrow, and then Wednesday, we end up this all-day inside training camp stuff on NFL Network. And right now, I will be at Jets, but I'm not scheduled to be on TV at Jets Wednesday. So tomorrow might be my last long day like these. But I love them. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it's great having you here in Rochester. We hope we get to see you again soon. And yeah, and then the NFL Network goes to their schedule of primetime.
Yeah.
Preseason games
take over. They just replay them all. And I'm told the ratings are off the charts.
Oh yeah, I mean,
we love our football. Yeah. People are starved for football.
Who's
and I
love
that.
It.
I think
who's not going to make an appointment to watch your team play?
Exactly.
You absolutely make that appointment. So yeah, Kimberly Jones, NFL Network. We know you have some traveling to do. Safe travels. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you,
Bills
guys.
Training.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much,
Kimberly Jones, NFL Network in the country suite hot seat. It's Bills Camp Live, the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. More next on ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.